WRWB 49, calling WSHM 738. Get a copy.
Good morning. WRNW 329, monitoring.
Good morning. WSBG 347.
On this morning, 347. Tim over here is headed into the workplace. Another good day, I guess. It doesn't look like the sun's going to shine anytime soon.
Yep. And the same thing, headed to work. This is Joe over here.
Okay, Joe. I'm not sure if we've talked before. I'm over in Clinton Township, headed downtown, I guess. Not sure if we talked before or not. Of course, I got a bad memory, too. I remember some names and some of the call signs, but not all of it.
Yeah, I've talked to you before, I think. You and Jack. I'm heading to work, too, getting 14 in Grosbeck area.
Yeah, I copy that. So you're a little bit behind me. I'm at 14 and 8 mile right now, but headed to downtown area. Put my 8 hours in, and then, I don't know. Hopefully you get it in. Hopefully it goes by quick. I'm looking forward to the weekend already.
Yeah, same here. Hopefully we get at least Sunday off this weekend.
Copy that. All right, Joe. I figured I'd just see you down, see who's out there, say good morning. Hopefully you have a good day. Maybe we'll catch you a little later on the band here. WRNW 329, we're back listening.
Copy that. You have a good one, too. Like I said, hope your day goes by fast. WSDJ 347.
WSDU 202, and we're monitoring.
WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Good morning, WRWB 49 here.
Yeah, good morning. All right, a little overcast this morning, but looks like things dried out. So that rain I told you was later in the evening yesterday, so I'm not even sure how much we got. I don't think it was like a whole lot.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it was too much. It just sprinkled on and off, mainly.
Yeah. I don't know what the weather is going to be like today. I mean, it's overcast as all get out, but the last I looked, I think yesterday, I don't think they were showing any rain today.
WSCU 202 mobile and monitoring.
Okay, we're busy using the frequency, so do you have some emergency traffic?
Just monitoring the station.
Okay, well, you know what? You can just listen. You don't have to announce it, all right? We're in the middle of talking. There's no point to that, is there?
It's an open channel. We can talk whenever we like.
You're an idiot is what you are, Scott Hubble. A Class A idiot. So bow out. You're not wanted here in the middle of my conversation. You have no emergency traffic, so therefore... shut up.
You must have keyed up when I was keyed. anyway. Yeah, I don't know what the weather is going to be like for today. It's probably just going to be the same.
Yeah, I can pull it up here in a minute. Take a look. I don't, no, just cloudy, Mike, cloudy today. By the way, that's the guy that made an unidentified transmission a few days ago, Mike, talking about something about lonely, right? He never did ID that day. I got nothing good to say about that guy, not that I want to carry it on here. He keeps poking in the way, looking for trouble. That's what him and Eli bring here, trouble. That's why they severed the northern repeaters from down here, because of those people.
No, I get it. You know, there's going to be tomfoolery everywhere you go. Sometimes it follows.
Just want to talk here, man. I don't need that guy butting in. He's threatening my life, right, with a brick. About burning down my house at some point, right? Calls my granddaughter the N-word. I want nothing to do with that guy. Keeps poking in my way. Scott Hubble, WSEU-202, is nothing but trouble out here. All right, Mike, I'll call you on the phone here a little bit. I don't even feel like carrying on about this idiot, but he keeps poking in the way. As soon as they pull his wife's license so he can't talk anymore, the better off we be. So, I'll talk to you a little bit later. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
All right, there. We'll catch you in a little bit. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by here listening.
WRUG 488, WRTX 957.
WSEU-202, we are mobile. SCU 202, mobile to base.
Whiskey Robert Frank King 359 monitoring the network.
Okay, RZ, that's 218 monitoring.
Got their mic heed. I know they can't hear me anyway, so WRFK 359.
I don't notice it on this end.
If he's got his mic heed, there should be a time limit on his transmit if he's got it disadjusted. And I don't think the computer got a time limit on it too.
Child in her home, and they were playing with their little toy sirens.
You still there, Robert?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, I don't know what that was. That was weird. I don't think it was anybody doing the, carrier. I think the repeater is just hung up or something, so I just bumped it. Anywho, how are you? How you been?
I'm kind of ticked off with Amazon. That's all. I'll help the hang themselves. No, I want to get a radio. And the thing was to work on it. On the plus or the negative, so I sent it back, and I told them I wanted a replacement. So I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and I called them back. And I said, no, we don't do replacements. We just give you a gift card, and that's it. I said, you mean to tell me I ain't going to get a radio back? I said, no. And I'm kind of ticked off about that. Because I waited over a month and a half. They kept on saying online on my phone, it should be here Monday. When they come along, it's not here. Because they came along, it's not here. And I kind of got ticked off about it. So I'm going to try to get a hold of the manufacturer to see if I can get order from there. But that kind of takes me off, you know, before the WRFK-359.
Oh, yeah, I'd be really upset. Now, I know you got to be careful because there's things that are fulfilled by Amazon or sold by Amazon. You know, you can always get your money back from them, but you got to be careful because not everything is fulfilled by or Amazon, and then you're subject to whatever their rules are, and some of them have some pretty shady rules. But that's ridiculous. You never received it, and they won't give you your money back. They'll only give you a gift certificate. Is it an Amazon credit? Because an Amazon credit is, to me, is as good as cash. I spend hundreds a month with that place, so. I prefer my money back, but an Amazon credit's just about as good.
The very last time I called them, and I could kind of put the foot down on it, I said, now look, I've ordered stuff in the past. I ordered some almost 6 years on you guys' stuff. I hear just tap it away. Well, you don't even have a account with us. She said, I don't know how you can order it. You're not even in a member base. So I got hot. I said, well, I guess I called it Better Beer Business Review, I guess. I hung up the phone.
Well, hopefully you get your radio. Which one is it you're looking for? What radio?
I found a good deal. It was the kid. I can't pronounce it. I'm just going to say it away. People can not hear people saying it. The kid radio. The 3-1, the one, the small one, where you can, I ain't going to go on there, but you go get on hand, band them and everything else. And I ordered the black one at first. And UPN picked it up and sent that back. And right now I'm trying again and see if I can get a yellow one. But I'm just going to see if it does it. But that gets me. I asked my wife, I go, so, was there any money on a credit card? I thought maybe I might be it. She said, yeah, I put $500 on it. And I said, well, how come they always say denied on it?
Well, hopefully you get what you want. It's a TID, T-I-D, is that what you're saying, Tom? India David Kid Radio. I've heard people talk about it. I don't know much about them. I've heard people talk about them, though. But I don't know. Do they have a lot of models? You know, or is there just one specifically? But, hey, whatever. Hope you get whichever one you're looking for in the color you want.
Yeah, what I got a kick out of it was the first one. I think I could do every channel there was on it, but I couldn't get in the repeaters. And what I loved about it was it had a place Roger B. bought it. when you unkey the mic, you make that sound like that red-winged blackbird type of deal. That weird noise. That's what I liked about it. But other than that, yeah. No, I went to the manufacturer to look around, and they got better deals than Amazon did on there.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Sometimes it works that way. I know I had some cameras that I bought directly from the manufacturer for a better deal than I could get anywhere else. Something else was like that too recently. So I've seen that a few times. Just hope that they're not affected by any of these trade war things going on, or tariffs and all that, or slow boat. You know, from slow boat. What was once a slow boat from China is now a no boat. No boat from China. They're just not coming. So hopefully you won't get affected by that. All right, I just wanted to see what that carrier was and fix it. Looks like it's okay now. And say hi. I haven't said hi in a while. I tried to catch you the other day, but by the time I got to the radio, you must have flipped it off. So good touching base. You be well, and we'll catch you again next time. After yours, WRUU 850.
Yeah, I think it's coming keyed up anyway. Yeah, it might be the president who owns Amazon. I don't know. That's the way it sounds like it. WRFK 359, I think I heard a breaker come in. Go ahead, we'll be standing by listening to the dead nets.
WOS GG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring. WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
Didn't quite catch the call, but I think I recognize the voice. You been to the shop, Paul, programming that pager for you? Is that you?
Yeah, this is me. Is this Shane?
Sean. What's the name there? I forget.
Oh, my name is Kevin. Yeah, I was the one in there a couple times for Paul to program my G4 for me. How's it going?
Hey, not too bad. Did Paul asked me this morning something about the linking, and I wonder, did he relay the situation back to you?
Oh, yeah, he did. It's just frustrating, and I understand what's going on or whatever, but it's just frustrating. And I know it's not your fault. I'm not mad at anybody. I was just trying to find some answers, but I found out it's all okay. It's just so quiet out here now. There's nobody to talk to. And a couple of my friends that I talk to live up you know, north of here, so I would talk to them all the time. But it is what it is. You got to do what's best. So, but no, everything's good.
Yeah, okay. Well, the biggest thing I want to impress upon people down here is that it's not our decision. You know, it doesn't matter what we think or what I think. You know, even though I have the ability to, you know, link it or unlink it or anything like that, those folks up there, those are their repeaters. And they are, you know, they will do what they want to do with them, and they do not wish to be linked. So I am not going to... You know, I have no other say in it except for, I'd rather them be linked, but I understand. I understand their point, and so, okay, you know, that's the end of it. So, but, you know, it has nothing to do with us down here except for, well, they perceive the problems are from down here. And they're probably right from what I've seen, but oh well. Again, it's not our decision, so it's theirs. Their repeaters, their decision.
Oh yeah, I understand that. Maybe something will change. I don't know. Just hope for the best. But yeah, thanks for getting a hold of me, Sam. I really appreciate it. Maybe I'll see you again at the up there at where you work there. Maybe I'll see you up there one day. But my thing is working pretty good now, so.
All right, yep, no, I just, Paul asked me that this morning, and I just relayed, you know, that. I just wanted to make sure you got the word on it, so. All right, I'm going to get back to what I was doing here, and you have fun. It's WRUU850.
WSHR 566, clear monitoring.
WSCL 475, Ronald, are you out there reading me?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear over here, Mike.
Alright, radio, glad to hear. Radio's working just good. WSCL 475 out.
Roger that, 475 out.
WSIJ 839, monitoring.
How about a radio check? WRQA831 on air monitoring. What's your monitoring?
Station 218, Station 218, WIUG 48, copy.
WRZX 218, good evening.
Sir, good evening, how you doing?
Pretty good in this end, except, yeah, the antenna. That long Nagoya antenna that I had on my Jeep, it corroded and it's lost contact. It's no good. I was getting a 0.8 SWR on it, so it's out of commission. I'm running at 72 now, so 1.1 on that, so it's all good there, Roger.
Roger, now he's sounding good. It sounded really good here. Your audio is good too, Roger.
Yeah, it's been pretty clear out today. Real clear, everybody I've heard.
You know what? That doesn't seem like you're driving, but you are driving, correct?
Oh, no. I'm at home on the Wilshon. I was just telling you what I had to go through this morning. I had to take that other Nagoya off because it's corroded and its SWR is too high on it. It's messed up. So I got the 72 Nagoya on there, and it seems to be working just fine there, Roger.
Roger that. Anyhow, when you go out on the road, let me know. I give it a reading, no problem at all. But you're sounding good. Are you on that harvest out there?
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, medium power. And everything's sounding real good out there today on the airwaves there, Roger.
Oh, yeah. How is the 600? Any traffic on the 600?
Every now and then, somebody keys up. or I'll hear something off in the distance, but nothing really to mention, you know. There's no extended transmissions on it at all that I can hear, but yeah, this here is quiet now with those other repeaters offline. This is like it used to be there a couple of years ago. Remember when Professor Don and everything? That's what it reminds me of now, Roger.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I don't know what's going on out there. I really don't. But that's all you can get for now, anyhow, so, which is good enough. That here in Mount Clemens.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, lost a lot of them that we were, you know, Bob right on down the line. But, well, I don't know. That stuff happens.
Roger, no Michigami at all, huh?
You know, I thought I heard the repeater scratching in, identifying it 2 or 3 weeks ago. Maybe a month ago. No, about 3 weeks ago. But I haven't heard really nothing else since on 600 there, Roger.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I haven't heard nothing out of Ohio either, so. I don't know what's the deal. Maybe the weather, Roger.
It could be. It's going to clear out. It's supposed to clear here overnight. So we'll have a little better day tomorrow, I think. See what happens there. Copy?
Yeah, but tomorrow you got that smoke coming out of Canadian people.
They got fires again up there?
And they say about 17,000 acres on fire. So it's coming to Milwaukee and Chicago and Detroit.
Do that. Didn't hear nothing about it till now. I'll have to see. I'll have to look into it, see what's up there, Roger.
It was on the MSN. That's what I got it from.
I copy that. Anyways, yep, I'm afraid that, I don't know if I should get a new magnet mount, because that's corroded the worst on my antenna. I wonder if I got a new magnet mount. It's an NMO also, by the way, and that's what corroded the threads at the base. I wonder if I got a new magnet mount and just tried the antenna on a new magnet mount, if that would cure it. I don't know there. What do you think?
Yeah, that's what I would do first before I order the whole thing. Get the new magnet mount, because that's when the rest goes in and that doesn't go on the antenna, that's for sure.
That's what I'm thinking. For like $20 or something, I think it was. Not positive. I'll have to look it up. Maybe I'll do that. Get another one of them magnet mount. Go from there. Because the antenna looks fine. I don't know. But I'll mess with it, though, Roger.
Well, the antenna, if you want to clean up on the bottom, get that WD-40 in there and wipe it off. It should be doing a good job. And that's all you got to worry about.
Yeah, Roger that. I went down to a Napa Auto Parts down in Ypsilanti there, and I got a new O-ring, perfect match, new O-ring, you know, where it screws onto the NMO. So I got that. I'll get me a new magnet mount and go from there. Copy?
Yeah, magnet mount with a new coax. No, you don't have no problem at all.
Yeah, Roger that.
I'm inside. I gotta go outside. What's What is it? Is it warm outside or cold or something like that?
Humidity. You feel a little bit of humidity setting up. It's still like 69, 68 degrees. I don't know. It might be a little cooler up your way. I don't know. But it's overcast also there, Roger.
Yeah, but now the sun looks like he's beaming out, so which is good anyhow. All right, Randall, you take care and have a good day. We'll talk later, or tonight. WIUG, 48.
Yeah, copy. All right, Jack. WRZX 218. We're going to be standing by.
WSGG 772 calling WIOG 488. Jack, do you copy?
Yeah, I copy you clear, very clear. Your signal is 5x9 here. You're doing a good job out there.
Yeah, thanks. I'm mobile and I'm on my way home. I just wanted to tell you I won't be there Saturday for breakfast. I'm on overtime and I'm doing 10s during the week and working Saturdays. So I'll catch you when I can at breakfast. Okie dokie.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime you like. No hurry either, so it's all good anyhow. Well, that's what happened when you when you get a day off, then they put you on overtime.
Yeah, wouldn't you know it, with summer's coming in, they throw overtime on us, so hopefully it's only going to be just a few weeks, so it's not going to be indefinite. It does come to an end, but hopefully soon.
Yeah, well, take care of that overtime. It's good, too. It really is. Anyhow, good talking to you. We'll talk later. WIUG 48.
Jack, it's always a pleasure talking to you. This is WSGG 772, Shelby Township, on the mobile. Out.
Station 218, WIUG 48.
WRZX 218, go ahead, Jack.
You hear that, station 772? He's got a DB20G. He is really, I don't know how, but he's got a good antenna out there and the radio.
Good antenna.
772, he's still out there? Oh, I guess he's gone. I'll text you. I'll text you for that antenna he's got out there. Anyhow, we'll talk later. WIUG 48.
All right. Take it easy. WRZX 218. Standing by. WSOZ 793. Somebody tell me if this heat's working real quick.
202, it's working.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it. I just was moving a bunch of stuff around, moved the antenna and everything. Wanted to make sure it's still working. All right, WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
Sounding the best you ever had.
Roger, Roger. Appreciate it.
Station, you gotta sign off with your call sign, please.
WSDU 202, and we're monitoring.
Thank you.
How are you doing tonight, Jack?
No problem. You're sounding good. and I couldn't figure out who was that answering back, because he had short time to talk. That's why. Well, you take care. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack, have a good night. WSEU 202, and we're back monitoring.
WRQA 831, whoa, on air for equipment check, Wixom, Michigan.
WSEU 202, Wixom, it's working.
Thank you.
USFP 902 from WSFZ 793. I'm gonna put no contact on Frank 902 WSFZ 793, and I'm listening. Seven PM already?
WRQA 831 on air monitoring with submission.
Station 831 WIUG 48, copy.
Yeah, go ahead for 831.
What is that call sign again? Mine is WIUG 48.
WRQA 831.
Is this a new radio and antenna?
Yeah, that's correct. My name's Josh. I believe your name's Jack. I hear you on the radio quite a bit. I'm just sitting here. Seems like must be the weather lined up. The radio's getting out really good today.
Judge, yeah, I talked to you before. How you doing? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm sitting here watching some ham videos. Just trying to learn and see what's happening out there.
So you're studying your ham now?
I am. Taking it on as a new hobby. I'm middle age, right? I'm 51. I've done a lot of things, and slowing down a little bit, and I enjoy radios a lot, so enjoying learning.
To become a ham, yeah, you need to study. I don't know what kind of material you got there. You got, there's a few websites, Ham Pro, or Ham, there's another one, Ham. Hold on a minute. And there's books out there.
Yeah, Roger. I forget what I'm using to studying online. I wanted to get some actual books. I think I study better with the books. I'm actually shocked how difficult, it's more difficult than what I thought it was going to be to actually do it right. So, you know what I mean? Over.
I know what you're saying. This might be to help you out. Hamsteady. Hamsteady, it's an app. You put it on your phone or your tablet. I think put it on the tablet is better. You can see it a little bit more wider from the phone. And that's what I studied, and I got my ham ticket.
So I hear you on ham and also on GMRS, correct? I hear you on both systems.
Yeah, I'm on both of them because I got two licenses.
Roger.
If you go for your ham license, it's better. It needs to be studied a little bit, you know what I mean? Because there's 35 questions, and you can fail out of 9 questions from the 35. So it's not too bad, but you really got to study.
Yeah, I've been using the, like you said, the ham study. And it's more difficult than what I thought, but I don't give up easy. My career was in manufacturing, kind of like an engineer, but I also was a full-time firefighter and paramedic. And my, you know, paramedic takes a year, and the book is like 3 inches thick. And I did pretty good at that. So I thought this would be easier than what it is, but I'm catching on. I program my own radios. Over.
Sure, here's what you do. Take the exam test. You fail one time, take it 10 times, 20 times, the exam test will do the job for you.
Roger. The funny thing is, I thought I would just, you know, figure it all out in a hurry. And I think over the last week or two, I've kind of decided, you know what, I need to back up. And I like the 2 meter and the 70 centimeter stuff, and then I kind of want to grow from there after I acquire, you know, that knowledge and not try to take it all. It's too much to try to figure it all out at one time. So I'm just trying to get into the 2 meter and the 70 centimeter.
Yeah, your walkie-talkie does that. 2 meter, 70 centimeter. And the repeater is out there, too.
Roger. Where are you at? I think you're not too far from me. I'm in Wixom.
I'm in the Rochester Hills. Yeah, Wixom. There is another guy by you, not too far from you. He's a good friend of mine. I don't think you hear him on the radio that much anyhow.
Yeah, I gotta get that. I wanna get that tech license because it opens you up to a lot more people, and you know, I listen a lot, so I'm ready to get going.
Yeah, I was on 10 meter a couple of days ago, and I talked to Mexico. Talked to around the United States too on 10 meter.
Yeah, I'm really excited to get there, actually, to the 10-meter stuff. But I need to slow down. It's a lot of information, Jack, right?
Yeah. Well, that ham study helps you out to get the first ticket, which is technician. Then after that, the 10-meter only you can use on that technician. Then after that, if you want to use the 20, 40, and 80, then you got to go for general.
Roger. So the tech will cover the 2 and the 70, correct?
two and a 70 and 220 and 10 meter. So I got good four choices.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I appreciate the advice, and I listen to you guys on both. You know, I don't talk on the ham stuff, but I do listen in. I got a couple small radios here, and so you guys give out some good information, and I'm building a lot of confidence. So, like I said, I appreciate, you know, the information that you guys do put out there. Because if you're trying to do this on your own and you're not in a group, it's a little bit difficult.
Yeah. Did he get by you there? You should have. There's a club, Livonia Club. You can take your test down there. You know what? Here's what I did. I took about two tests and I fell. And I know where my weak spot is, then after that I pass.
How long ago was that? Because I remember I was driving in the car, and I had I had a portable with me, and I heard you telling someone that you just passed the tech, you know, and I can remember that day. So it couldn't have been, maybe it wasn't that long ago, I can't remember.
I would say about a month ago or something like that. I don't know exactly. And let me see. Hold on. March. End of March was.
Yeah, I remember that day. Congratulations. So prior to that, getting your tech, were you just kind of building your system and talking on the GMRS, or what were you up to?
Well, I was talking GMRS, and also was a ham ticket too. I would even talk on a digital ham, and 10 meter. The 10 meter is different radio. It's a worldwide radio, you know, because it got 10 meter, 20, and 2, and 15, and 30, and all those other ones. And 160. And that's what I was talking about a couple of days ago.
Roger that.
Yeah, you'll like your ham ticket. Believe me, you will do that. You'll like it. It's a different ball game on that ham ticket. And you will like that.
I want to give you my call sign again, Jack. It's Whiskey Romeo Quebec Alpha 831.
No problem. I got it written down here. I've written down here before. I'm just, you know, because I just came inside and I wrote it down. No problem. You know, mine WIG 48. Anyhow, steady. Really, you'll like it a lot, and there's lot of very nice people out there too. Help you out.
So you got equipment in your house there, or you got a base or a mobile? How do you reach out?
I got a base station. I got TYT. 50-watt radio, plus I got my Azure.
Roger. Yeah, I like obviously, you know, the Azures are popular, and I always have my eye on one of those. I just have it's a 45-watt GMRS. It's a mobile, but I have it, at, you know, I use it at the house. It's a good radio. But I will turn on my hand prep radio tonight and listen to the South Lion Roundtable off the South Lion repeater there.
Yeah, there is a net by you there too. From I call it Down River. There's a net there too, but I don't know the frequencies because I'm on a different situation. I'm on the other side of the town. But there is one there. And they'll help you out. Believe me, they will help you out, whatever you need to do.
Roger.
Yeah, get your ham ticket, you'll be all set. You'll like it. You will like it. I even, a week ago, I was talking to ISS from here, from my base station.
Using your, which radio would you use for that?
Well, when you get your ham ticket, you can use that technician. You can talk to the ISS. I don't know if you know what the ISS mean or not.
I gotcha. I've seen a few people doing that, and it looks pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah. If you go on YouTube, go on YouTube. I don't know how many they are out there, but you'll see, you know, put down ISS on YouTube and see how many they come up.
Yeah, I'm kind of floating through there right now. There's a lot of good information on YouTube and online. But sometimes it can get confusing trying to get these radios to work. I see a lot of people struggling, and I feel like they don't. The first thing you got to do is read the manual. You know, I feel like if you read the manual, you can probably figure it out.
Yeah, but the names you don't know, you read the manual for it. You know what I'm saying? And the radio is not going to go bad on you. Any radio is not. But the best thing, if you know a computer, you got it made. Because you can go, there's a couple of sites over there. They'll give you the program. They tell you how to put it in the radio, and that's it.
Yeah, Roger, there's a lot of good resource on there. So how do you determine which radio you're gonna, if you're gonna use GMRS or you're gonna use your ham radio, do you just keep them scanning?
I tell you what, if you wanna do that, look at the YouTube. There's a few of them out there that tell you how to do it. And like I say, if you know computer, it is good. It's excellent. But there is a few websites, not the website, but YouTube will tell you. And the radio is GMRS, you put it on GMRS. A radio is a ham, you can do it on the ham.
Yeah, Roger. So I was saying for you personally, if you're sitting there, how do you kind of decide, you know, for you, am I going to listen to GMRS or am I going to listen to, you know, 2 meter or, I'm just kind of figuring out, like, how do you do it, you know, which one do you like better or how do you decide what you want to listen to?
I listen to GMRS and I listen to the ham. I listen on both of them.
Roger.
I think you'll do good. If you know a little bit, you know, diodes and all that, you'll do good. And if it's not that hard, really, if you put in the time for it, you know. I understand if you're going to put the time, that's all you needed is 10 hours to study. That's that's 100%. You study good for 10 hours. And like I say, you take those exam tests, you'll do a job out there.
Well, I appreciate the encouragement. You're exactly right. If you put the time in, Yeah, I'm doing it. It's just I don't know. I thought I was gonna whip right through it. I was shocked, but and that's where I got hung up too, was with the diodes and the resistors and all that. So I'm really focused on that right now.
Focus more on the antenna. Antenna is a little bit hard. You got to focus more on that one. The rest of them is really, I'm not saying very easy, but they are easy.
So what do you do? You working? Are you retired? Or what do you got going on?
Well, I'm retired.
Oh, good for you. I was in firefighter for a long time. I worked for the city of Ecorse downriver. I was a paramedic there and many other places. My health caught up to me. My lungs are bad. We have a manufacturing company at home, back here in Wixom, Wall Baker area. We make airplane parts, so that's kind of what I do. And then I used to love to go fishing, and we did a lot of outdoor stuff, but just don't have a lot of time, and I've really been enjoying these radios.
Oh, yeah, when you get your hand ticket, you get to enjoy it more, believe me, I know that. Like I am, I'm all over right now. I'm on the 10-meter, I'm on the GMRS, and I'm on the ham site. All over. I listen and I talk.
Yeah, that's good, Roger. I monitor a lot of those repeaters and stuff on the ham side, and I hear you. And you always got a good conversation going.
There's one in the morning. We call it GM. I call it GM. That is TPIX for TPIX. I don't even know what TPIX mean or not.
No, I'm not familiar with that. But I heard you say something about one in the morning. I'm up late, and it's pretty quiet. The radios are pretty quiet. I don't know if it's, something I'm doing or it's the weather.
Yeah, the GMRS is quiet, but not on the ham site. There's always somebody out there.
Yeah, but, I kind of play by the rules, so I'm not gonna key up that mic until I got that license,
That is the best thing to do. That's what I did. My background on 2000, was that 2000? I took a test on the ham site, and I failed because in 2000, it used to be Morse code, 5 words a minute, and used to be a written test. I passed a written test, but I couldn't pass the Morse code, which is CW.
Roger, I've been reading a little bit about that, and I'm glad there's a lot of guys out there that can do that. I'm glad they don't require that, because I don't have a lot of interest in that. Maybe I will later, but I'm glad it's changed.
Yeah, me too. I don't have no interest for that. I couldn't pass that test at all 3 or 4 times, 2000, 2001. I couldn't pass it, so I just let it go for just till he just said about what 2 months ago, and that's because I remembered a lot of them.
Yeah, it's funny because my wife's uncle was in Vietnam, and my radio went off a repeater went off on my radio, and he heard it. And he knew exactly what it said. I mean, it was fast, and he knew exactly what it said. So I got a lot of respect for that, but it's just not for me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you like it. I really do. But there is Livonia Club by you. I think, yeah, it's a big one there. The Livonia Club, and there is another one there by you. And there is another one...
You said you're from Wixom? There's a club in Wixom. You can take it over there. But if you want to go online, let me know. I have somebody. He's a good friend of mine. They do online testing too.
Do you think it's easier or better to do it online or to go in and do it?
I tell you one thing, it's very easy online. Yeah, from okay, there's a difference. And I think both sides it's okay, but the thing is, you go in, you're gonna take your time, you know, sitting there and answering the questions, 35 questions. You know what I mean? It might take you, because your first time or something like that, might take you an hour and 5 minutes. They'll stay with you. But if you go online, you know, they'll tell you, I don't know how long it takes online, because it takes more than half hour. So it won't be, maybe it won't be a little bit of a problem from them, because they're online there. You have to have that Zoom. Roger?
Yeah, Roger. I wasn't sure how they did it. I'd probably just go in and do it in person. I kind of like that better.
You got that?
No, I don't think I heard you. Someone might have been in there. Whiskey Romeo, Quebec Alpha 831. If someone needs to get in here, go ahead.
I don't know, it must be another station out there.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of something going on there. Did you hear it?
Before, and I heard, did you copy, and that's it.
WSIL 946, copy.
Station 946, WIUG, grade 8, at Rochester Hills. Go ahead. Are you on a handheld, by the way?
Yes, I am, sir. Brand new to the PRMS. I have a grateful, not a grateful, but a 9 pack, and kind of hanging in my kitchen between how the computer's working. Copy.
Right now, that's your first time on the radio. Okay, I know you're on a handheld because you're fading out and all that. What kind of handheld do you have? Or do you have a Nagoya 771G, the antenna? Do you have one of these?
Hi, Jack. I'm from Detroit.
And I do have the antenna, but I'm using a...
Hi, Jack.
I forgot what they call it. It's about 5 foot long. And
go ahead. There's another station out there. Stand by for short. Go ahead, the other station. Go ahead. There's no one out there. Anyhow, yeah, if you have the Nagoya 771G, but right now, are you on a handheld with a short antenna or long antenna?
Well, I'm on a handheld with a long antenna, with a ladder wire, 450 ohm ladder wire antenna. Copy.
Yeah, well, the ladder wire it does good, but like I was telling you, the Nagoya 771G, it's very good antenna. What you do, hold your handheld straight up in the air, and you'll be fine with that antenna. You won't have no problem. That's required by these repeaters.
WSIL 946,
Yes, I bought, I do have, it's not in Nagoya, it's in every, I think, 771 that came with the radio, but that's not what it's supposed to be right now, Scotty.
Yeah, well, the 771G, it's an Amazon, it's only $20, but you can, you don't fade out with that antenna, number one, and number two, if you're inside the building, you got to be by the window, and everybody can hear you very clear. Otherwise, you'll fade out, and nobody wants to hear that, really. I mean, there's people, they don't want to hear that, you know, you cannot... they don't know what you're saying or something like that.
Copy that. Copy that. I have a question on using a repeater. Do you need to be invited, or is it just wide open for everyone as long as you're behaving yourself? Copy.
Roger. They open repeaters.
Please come back.
And they open in Mount Clemens in Detroit. Roger.
Hey, Roger that. Roger that. Thank you.
Yeah, you'll do good. The antenna you got out there is not too bad, really, but it fade out. You know what I mean by fade out? I mean, like, that's the way, you know. It goes in, it comes right back out. And that's what I mean by fade out.
Copy that. I'm going to switch to this 771 antenna that came with, it's not a Nagoya, it's an Avery. I'm going to switch it up and see what... maybe you'll still be here and we'll see what you find.
It's the same thing, you know. It won't be too much problem, but it's okay. With that one, okay. But you know what? Sometimes when you're inside the house, you got all these nails and all that, you know, inside the building and drywalls and you know that. And it's not going to do any better. But that 771 do, it will do a lot better. What'd you do? Just put in your antenna there? Because you don't sound good at all.
Yeah, I put on the stock one thing with the radio.
You're fading out. You'd be better off with the one you had on. Yeah, but get you that antenna, really. I mean, look, I don't sell them. I don't make no profit, and I'm just saying whatever is good out there, and I know that. That's why we test all the antennas.
Okay, 488. I was monitoring. Oh, geez, a couple of weeks ago, I got my license to cut my call sign a couple of days ago, and I was one of the lucky ones that got two of the Bangpo basic radios for, like, shipped. It was under $21, Kathy.
Oh, yeah. So now you got the two Bofink radios, correct?
Correct. They came with a standard antenna and a 771, which is kind of a Nagoya, and I went ahead and purchased this. It's not a gatefold. What do they call this? It's a wire. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't know nothing about that anyhow. But, yeah, you'll do okay with that antenna you got just now. But get you a better one and you can get out. Anyhow, what was that call sign again? Let me write that down.
WSIL 946.
My name is Ralph.
Hi, Ralph. Good talking to you. And you take care. And if you need any assistance, no problem. I help you out as much as I can, as much as I know, with no problem at all. I know you've got a couple of days in the GMRS, but I've been in the GMRS since 22.
Copy that. I appreciate it, Jack. I'm sure I'm going to have questions. You know, just being using a repeater without permission, I guess I'm okay. Copy.
Yeah, you're okay. No problem at all. I don't know. What is your location? I'm in the Rochester Hills.
I'm in Roseville. I'm about 5 miles south of the Mount Clemens repeater, copy.
Yeah, you do all right. 5 miles, not much. Mount Clemens repeater is 675, right?
Correct. That's another question I have. I think the 625 is a Detroit repeater, and it seems like they transmit on both on output. I may be wrong.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. The 625 is working, and 675 is working.
So they are joined on the repeater output on both frequencies? That's what I'm understanding.
I don't have that information, but it sounds like they both join.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to jump out of here and do some monitoring elsewhere. WSIL 946.
Hey, Ralph, no problem. You take care. And if you need any more help, no problem at all. We'll help you out as much as we can. Okay? You take care. And try another one. There's a toy repeater. I don't know if you can do it for me where you're at or not. It's 575.
I'll give that a try. Thank you, Jack. 946 out.
Right. So when you sign out, do me a favor. All your cosign plus the number. That then everybody knows you signed out. No problem at all. You take care. Anyhow, we're all learning here. Let me tell you something. We all learn. We never came straight and know what we're doing. Even me. I learned that too. Take care. WIAG for your name.
All right, Jack, thanks for the info. WSIL 946.
The station's 831. You still out there?
Yeah. WRQA 831.
Sorry about that, but, you know, I had to help him. No problem. That's what we're out there for, helping people out. Anyhow. So, really, if you study hard for 10 hours, like I said, you'll do good. But you know what? Don't do it that way. Just take your time. Study every day a little bit, half hour, 1 hour, and maybe in a month or 2 months, and you'll do it.
Copy that. I'm hoping for about another month. You're giving Ralph some good advice. I use a 771 Nagoya's. I have the same radio that he has. I'm not using it, but that Bofang, and that 771 made a huge difference. The G. I hope he takes you up on that advice, because his radio will do him a lot more justice.
Yeah, no problem. It's all I can do to help the people out. Anyhow, I have a base station. If you're going to get into the base station, Riyadh DB20G. I don't know if you heard me out there or not. That is very clear signal and audio radio.
Yeah, you put out a good signal. You're always crystal clear. Anytime I grab a hold of your signal, whatever you're running sounds really good. One question I had for you is are you having to switch antennas when you go from, say, 2 meter to the 10 meter? Are those separate antennas?
Well, let me explain that to you. The 2 meter and 70 centimeter is your handheld. And you can go on a little bit bigger radio, but you don't need to. Your handheld is your 2 meter and the 70 centimeter. Don't go out there and spend all kinds of money. Unless you want to put it in your car, then it's different.
All right, roger.
Yeah. And the 10 meter, it's a different radio. It's a Yaesu. I have Yaesu. There's a different kind, too. It's all different kind, but I do have Yaesu.
Is that your 10-meter radio, the Yaesu, and then do you have a different antenna for that, specifically for the 10-meter?
So you got to have a different antenna. You got to have antenna to do 10-meter, 20-meter, 40-meter, 80, 2-meter, 15, 30, 60. There's a different antennas out there. But you don't need all that, you know. When you get to that section, let me know. I'll tell you.
That's what I was thinking. We can deal with that later, right?
Yeah. Yeah, just go ahead and study right now. And all your handhelds, they're 2 meter, 70 centimeter. Cause that's all they are is out there just for repeaters. There's a lot of repeaters out there. You get tired of these repeaters out there, believe me.
I'm looking forward to getting tired of it. And then you move up to 10 meter and you can reach out a lot further, correct?
Yeah, like I did. 3 days ago, I was in Mexico. But your 10 meter... Your 10 meter, if you want to talk to the ISS, you got to have more in that handheld. You know, at least 20 watts or 10 watts. It should do it, probably 10 watts. But you got to have the right direction, too.
Copy. You put an amplifier on that base station?
No, just run these radios straight. That this 50 watt radio, I'm all the way on medium watt. And even that Riyadh DB20, I'm always on 20 watt. I don't go on higher watt. You don't need no higher watt. Those repeaters, that's all they are out there.
Roger. They try to sell you a lot of stuff, so I didn't know if the amplifiers were worth it. I feel like the equipment itself it does pretty good for what we needed to do. But you know, they got to make money, and they sell a lot of stuff. So I see those amplifiers anyway.
Don't waste your money. Just get you a good radio, like the DB20 or something else. There's ocean radio out there too, but a little bit on the expensive side. The DB20 was the very reasonable price. I bought two of them. They were $87 back then, about 22. Now it's about maybe $95 to $100.
So is that a base or a handheld?
That's the base station. 21 base station. You can put it in your car, too. You put it in the car with the DB20G re-ID, and you put, and you get a Nagoya 72 Magnum out antenna. You plug into the cigarette lighter. And you already had the cigarette lighter. It's all you need to do. Plug it in and go on online, on the air.
All right, I hear you.
72 is, Nagoya 72 is a good antenna. It should go out with that DB20G. Everybody have that, and a lot of people, they bought that too. Anyhow, I really don't make no money, but I know my antenna and my radios. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, well, that's a good resource to have, and it's yeah, you got a lot of good information.
Hey, we'll talk a little bit later. I don't want to tie up too long with the frequency. Maybe somebody out there wants to use it. We'll talk to you later, and good talking to you anyhow. You take care and have a good day. WIUG 48.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Jack. Appreciate the conversation. Whiskey Romeo, Quebec Alpha, 831.
WSGT-570, this is WSET-257, you out there? WSGT-257, clear monitoring. WSGT-570, this is WSGT-257, you're out there. WSGT-257, clear and monitor.
WSOZ 793 monitoring.
WSCI 847. WIG 48, copy. Station 847. WIUG 48, copy. WSCI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
Good evening, Jack. WSOZ 793.
Hey, Dave. How you doing this evening? I haven't heard you out there.
I've really been out there. Too dead. I've been monitoring and I don't hear nothing there, Roger.
Hi, Roger. Yeah, but you got a lot of people south of here by Down River. A lot of people out there too.
Yeah, I know that. I'll talk to them if they key up, but yesterday I talked to some guy down in Petersburg, Michigan. He said Petersburg, and my ears perked up because my dad was born and raised in Petersburg, Indiana.
but this guy was in Petersburg, Michigan. I don't even know where that's at there, okay?
Petersburg. It's the south of here. Well, I don't know where you're at, but it's south of here. That's Petersburg. By, I believe it's by, I'm not sure, but I can pull it on the map, Petersburg. The only Petersburg I know, it's by Port Huron.
Yeah, he told me he was downstate. He was pretty much down there. He told me where it was at, but anyway, I'm assuming it was conditioned. He must have been coming in through Detroit or something because, you know, there's a long ways away there, but I assumed it was conditioned there, okay?
Yeah, but I think if it's not by Port Huron, it's the other way, you know, by Southfield Freeway all the way to Toledo. I think it's at Petersburg. I know him. I don't have the book in the front of me. I would have told you who is here.
Yeah, Roger that. I just brought up my log to see if I logged them in. I didn't. But I think I got them written down on a piece of paper. Usually I'll zip it, you know, I'll ask them for their call letters and stuff if I'm going to log somebody, and I hurry up and write it down on the paper, name, number, call sign, la la la, where you at, and then I type it into my log on my computer, but I don't know, but I might have them on, I got them right here, excuse me, a second, Frank. I believe his name is Frank, I can't even read my own writing. WRW something 516, Frank, Petersburg, Michigan.
Yeah, he's way, it's downriver, you know, way down there before you get to Toledo anyhow. I think that's what it is. He's a very nice guy out there. He always calls in the morning.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, we talked for a little while. He was coming in pretty good, and yeah, he was friendly and really cool, and that's why I wrote it down. I forgot to log it in, so well, now that I have it in front of me, I'm gonna log him, put him on the log, but I figured that would have to be conditioned, wouldn't it? Atmospheric conditions, or because he's a long way from the Detroit repeater, and I don't know if there's any other repeaters between Detroit and down there. Go ahead.
You know what? He's a very long way, exactly. But Detroit repeater will bring him in because it's the highest repeater out there, Detroit repeater.
Yeah, that's what I figured he was coming in. Had a little of that diesel with him, but it wasn't nothing. Wasn't affecting his modulation or anything. He was coming in pretty nice, man. Like you say, he's a friendly guy, man. We sat and talked for a little while, and you know, finally, you know, and I told him I wanted to write his stuff down. I want to put him in my log in case I hear him again there, but I didn't do it, but I got it written down here, so I guess I'm going to log him in before I go back doing what I was doing there, okay?
He always, you know, calls in the morning, maybe 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. Anyhow, how's the 600? Do you ever want on that 600?
No, I haven't used the 600 since me and you talked a long time ago on it. Well, I don't know. It's weird. I used to be able to open it at medium power on my DB20. Now I have to go to high to open it. But I used to be able to open it on medium. No, I haven't been up. I haven't been on that one. I have it on here and everything, but I just, you know, I... Just like Troy, I don't really monitor them too much, okay?
Because I don't know, the guy I know, I talked to him today, Randall, he said that he heard a couple of, he heard the repeater, you know, identification. So that's what he said. So I don't know. I mean, you might hear people from now on there because the condition, a good condition. And you're hearing probably from way up north.
Yeah, Roger that. I know Randall is, I've talked to him before. I think he's 218 or something. I got my log back down, but he's on my log. I've talked to him a couple times down there by Willow Run. But I haven't, once in a while when I got nothing going on, well, if I'm not talking on this or nothing, I'll hit the scan and let it run through the scan, you know, and it'll scan all the repeaters, and I got it set up so it scans all the repeaters, and if there's activity going on, I should scan sometime again. They're okay.
I don't know what time you get up in the morning, but it should be good in the morning, around 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock, around till about 9 o'clock, 9:30, sometime. Because I used to do that all the time when I had somebody out there.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I'm up at 4 every morning. Rain, sleet, shine, snow, whatever. I'm up at 4 every morning. When 4 o'clock rolls around, ain't nothing. My eyes pop open. That's it. Time to look at the clock. That's it. Time to get up. Coffee by 4:15 and then drink my cup and cup after coffee till I clear the fog out of my head and get going. You say, though, if any activity on 6,000, is propagation activity?
Yeah, it is, especially in the morning. You know, before I get a little bit daylight and all that, and it gets from there. I don't know if you have it. How are you doing with 575? Is there anybody out there on that 575?
Once in a while, there's some people out there just, you know, shooting the breeze. There's a couple people out there, I think, that are doing DoorDash or something. But I haven't heard any of them in a long time. Sometimes I go up there or down there. This is 675, so it'd be down there. Sometimes I go down there and I take a friend. When Mount Clemens was screwed up, my friend, Frank, he can only access Mount Clemens, and that's it. So he would call me on Mount Clemens, and then we take it down there and talk to each other. He comes in so nice there, okay?
Even that repeater, he can get, there's people from Ohio calls on it, too. Roger?
Yeah, Roger, that's very interesting. Very interesting. I'm going to have to do some scanning again. I'd like that. That's what I was going to ask you. Have you talked to your friends from Ohio lately?
No, that was Sunday when I talked to them. Remember the repeater they were on? He called me in the evening, and I talked to him, yeah, from there, from Cleveland.
Yeah, right, because there was one time, I know you talked to somebody from Ohio, I know that you've been talking to him. There was one time, I think it was early morning or close to it, that somebody come up out of Ohio. I think he was calling for you, actually, or something. And I still had the cobwebs in my head. I didn't answer him or try to call for him. I let him go ahead. I was still drinking my coffee trying to get my head together there, okay?
And you hear somebody from there, answer them back. No big deal. I mean, we always talk to them. You know what I'm saying? And they are very nice people out that way, too.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that's the cool, one of the cool things I like about GMRS. Mostly, the, you know, well, all of them, basically. Good people, nice people, and, you know, just, you know, some of them like to chat. If I hear him again, I will answer him. If he calls you, I sit back and you don't come at him. I'm gonna go ahead because I like to talk to him. But like I said, the other morning, it was one of them that I woke up and I wasn't feeling all that great, and I was drinking a coffee as fast as I could to try to, you know, get myself back together. I didn't answer him there, but. Yeah, but that's interesting. I'm going to start scanning these repeaters again. I haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah, I do that. He just tell me, I always talk to Jack and all that, and that's it. And that's how you become a friend.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that's what I told people. I said, all these friends I have on my list, I have quite a bit of a log here. I have quite a few people on it. And I told them, I said, most of them started as radio checks. You know, some people, they ask for a radio check, you key up, you tell them, yeah, radio, so I don't mind giving radio checks at all, helping somebody out. And sometimes, well, a lot of times, you know, the radio check turns into a conversation, and the next thing you know, I'm logging the guy up in here, so... That's how I made a lot of friends, was through basically through radio checks. They're okay.
Yeah. But see, what people say, no, they're radio looking like you. I never heard you for a radio check because you know your radio work. Even me, you never heard me on a radio check at all. And that's a good idea like that. If you know your radio is working, you don't need to go out there and say a radio check.
Yeah, well, I know that, but I hate to let you down, Jack, but I had to ask for a radio check today. I was moving stuff around, and I moved my antenna and everything to a different spot, and I had to ask for a radio check just to make, well, not long, I just said quick audio check, somebody tell me if this thing's working, and a couple people see up and say, yeah, it's working good, and that's all I need. But, you know, if somebody needs a radio check, I don't mind giving it. If I'm on, I don't mind giving it to them. I just tell them, yeah, it sounds good, it's working, or it sounds like crap, you know, either way.
You're right. Anyhow, those DB20, you cannot go wrong from them. They're good radios. Let me tell you something. I'm not kidding you. I put mine up. I didn't even put no meter, no nothing. I was talking straight. Straight up line, and after what, after 6 months, I put a meter, 1.1 was registered.
Oh yeah, you know, from experience here, I'd recommend the DB20 to anybody. Well, most people buying the DB20s say that they've been out here, practically everybody out here has one, and they sound so good. And they do, you know, they're better. I think they're better than the DB25s or the other ones, you know, just simplicity in itself, and they work. I bought a watt meter. I bought a brand new watt meter a month ago, somewhere in there. My match on my antenna is 1.1 point something. So I didn't see no need to mess with it. On the low side, my DB's doing 5 watts. On the medium side, it shows almost 10 watts. It's 9-something. And on the high side, it's 19.8, which, you know, a couple extra milliwatts ain't going to make no difference. They're okay.
A couple doesn't make no difference at all. Anyhow, let's back out of here for a little bit. We'll catch you a little bit later. I'm going to try to shout for him another maybe... half hour, he can get in. He just told me, you know, hey, you know, I like to get in. I want to know if this thing getting out or not. That's all.
Yeah, Roger, that, you know, that's, well, I try to be quick about it on a radio check if I needed one. like I said, I moved the antenna around. I had to move the antenna to a different position and everything, and, you know, I just wanted to make sure it was still doing it, so I just, I don't know, I keyed up, I said, you know, and I threw my call letters out there, and I said, somebody tell me if the seat's working still, and a couple people came on, and I told them, thank you, that's all I needed to know, you know, no big deal there.
Hey, Dave, good to hear from you, and good talking to you. See if you can get a hold of, what's his name? The 359. He's always listening. I don't know if Robert.
Yeah. All right, and it's always good talking to you, Jack. Always a pleasure, man. Always, I wanted to get in and say good evening. Yeah, I hear 359 out there. I got him logged as Robert Wyandotte, and I put guitar stuff. Because I think he's a player like me, and I think one last time I talked to him, we were talking about guitars and stuff there. But, all right. Good talking to you, Jack. It was a good conversation, and hope you have a good rest of the evening. I'm going to go ahead on the monitor side for a minute. Probably, you know, you probably want to talk to Robert, so... We'll catch you in a little bit. WSSZ 793, and I'm listening.
Well, how's Robert out there?
Switched radios. I switched my walkie-talkie to the base one. Excuse me. I think we should find, I was just playing a video game on my phone, but I was listening at WRFK to the Dry Guy. So what you been up to, Jack?
Robert, I've been too busy planning, clean up, cut the grass, weed whack the grass, go around and straight up the garage a little bit. I've been very busy. And I have not been allowed on the radio at all.
Ten, four. Yeah, it's been awful quiet on these airwaves. Hardly anybody. I just talked to Sean, I think it was Sean. When it runs the repeater. That's the only guy I talked to today was him. Other than that, I don't really hear nobody on the repeater up in Troy. I was listening to Channel 600, and there ain't nobody on there either.
Robert, on the 600, what did you really do? If it's too close by you there, throw out your call sign. See if you can hear somebody out there. There's somebody out there always. You can hear out there. And just a matter of time, sometimes people work. And I think you know that. So, that's why.
Yeah, that's what it was. I don't know. How many repeaters did he shut down or disconnected them up north?
I believe there's four of them. Flint, Saginaw, and Sheboygan.
So Bob can't do two now. You know, he was part of that system, right?
Yeah, and Mayville shut down too.
But because of they were getting tired of all the clowns coming over from the CBs to bark.
You know, there's a few clowns out there. They do whatever they want to do, and they talk whatever they want to talk. You know what I mean? There's a few of them out there, that's why.
Yeah, kind of mommy. station with the more power runs the channel. Ten-4?
Yeah, that is the 10-4. You know that, Robert. You know better than I do.
How many of that was bad back there in the 80s? The middle 80s and last the little, I had a school guy. He only lived about 3 blocks away, and he had a CD. And I had a CD. We both had internet on our roof. And you know that we couldn't even hear each other because of the noise. We had to pull a fast one on somebody. We had to call each other on the phone too and act like we couldn't hold each other, but we couldn't hear nothing.
Yeah, you're right. Can't hear nothing anyhow. Hi, Robert. Good to hear you out there. And you got a lot of people by you there anyhow. Remember, there's a few people by you there. They were always on 625.
Yeah, I know there's one guy down in Lincoln Park. I remember hearing him. There was one guy in Southgate. I only heard him one time. And that was last year. And there's a couple guys down in Flat Rock. And there's some other guys up here in Wyandotte. I don't hear them no more. I don't know what happened to them.
I don't know, but there's a guy in Dearborn, too, we used to hear. We used to hear down, what is that? All the way, what's the name of that? Yeah, probably Wyandotte. Down, you know, where you go down Southfield, all the way down to, I think so. I think Wyandotte or something there.
Identification, WRK 359. Southfield Road ends in Lincoln Park. I think Lincoln Park or Allen Park. It ends right there, and it goes down towards 4th Street. But it goes on beyond that. I don't know. But I was wondering, whatever happened to that one guy? Remember, he's broadcast from Mitchell Airport. When he was on break, he was up in the parking complex. I remember that.
Yeah, that guy, I caught up with him one day. It was about, 2-3 months ago. He said he quit doing that parking lot and all that. But he was 783 or something like that. Or 789. I don't know exactly. I got him down here. I don't hear him either.
Yeah, Sean was saying that. He heard it. This one last year, I heard him say it. It was about how they're new. The GMS operators out there. And, where are they? I don't hear no 100 people talking, you know?
Yeah, you know, probably in the summer it gets a little bit slower because, you know, everybody out in the park, everybody with the families, and I believe, I don't know. I really don't know, but I think that's what it is. In the summer, you're going to get less, people on the radio.
Yeah. I was telling my wife, I go, boy, I wish I had money. I would buy me a nice big store. And when I was selling it, I told her, I said, I would find every brand of two-way radios from AM to CMRS. See, the other ones, you know,
the only way that you can buy the radios is, like for ham, you gotta show them your ticket. Or GLRFs, you gotta show them your license. And that's the only way you can buy them. But the whole store is nothing but radios at. You know, new ones, and the used ones, and everything else. Antennas, coax, you know. That'd be a perfect store. Because the only thing out there now is Amazon.
You're right. And a lot of people, really, if you come to it, they don't want to buy from Amazon only. They want, like you go to the store and find what you want, and you get it right there.
Yeah, I know. Kind of wish they didn't get rid of Radio Shack. But we only had one left on 4th Street over in Southgate. On the west side, but they closed that down now. There ain't no, the only guitar stores around here is this, two on 4th Street, and the other one is up in, up on the hill, Lincoln Park, that's Guitar Center, and the other one is up in, Southfield. Everything is
going.
You gotta get everything
on this
online, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. What can you do? All right, Robert. Let me go back out there. Have me some to drink, and I will talk to you a little later. And good to hear you out there. And keep trying. WIUG 48. Have a good night.
Yeah, 10-4 Jack, yeah. 4888, that's you. WRFK 3510-9, that's me. I'll be on the side of the